It's no secret that the town of Hearn has taken its lumps from time to time, and when it does, you'll hear about it, you'll read about it, you'll see it on TV, but I thought it was time to give the other side of the story, and it's a good story to tell. The man in charge at the Robertson County News is glad to do it, too. His name is Dennis Phillips.
The good news of Hearn is the economic development. Yeah. We are seeing a lot of growth over the last 4 years, economically speaking. Our sales tax revenues have increased, putting us over $1.2 million this last year, finally breaking that $1 million in sales tax revenues. And it's attracted a lot of businesses, which have, again, attracted a lot of jobs. While we have still some of the growing pains of a small city, which is housing, as far as our job market's concerned, we're hiring just about everywhere, from GATX to our truss panel company to our molding company out here to the new Tractor Supply, and just recently a Chicken Express has been slated to be built. I think they're going to have it finished here in just a couple of months. So a lot of good economic development has been going on.
So I asked Dennis Phillips if he could just yell a half block away from his newspaper office to all the people going up and down Highway 6 between College Station and Waco to go ahead and turn in, see downtown Hearn, see what's there. What would he tell them?
You know, Hearn has a lot of good businesses, and the downtown area has been coming back. As a matter of fact, another building just got done. You're standing in one that was completely redone by me. Hearn Ace Hardware over here, you know, adjoined to the CarQuest and now the Service Center. Is all downtown. So our downtown it's been slow, like all good small downtowns are, but it's coming back. And so, you know, if you do turn left off Highway 6, you're going to find a whole lot of good people and a lot of good businesses. Really, you're going to find a whole bunch of good people here if you go looking for it.
And without doubt, Hearn can be a tourist destination for those people interested in history.
You know, we have an airport, and the lowest gas rate at our is in the state of Texas is at the Hearn Airport. So people stop at our gas station at the airport. You do have Camp Hearn, which, of course, is the POW camp from World War II. A lot of people don't know. Aunt Jemima came from here. John Randall, our NFL star, inducted into the 2010 Hall of Fame. It's a very historic town. It has a lot of history, and, you know, some of it's colorful and interesting, even, and then some of it's, you know, just pretty standard stuff. But, you know, all in all, Hearn in general is filled with really a lot of good people, you know, that just working hard.
Now, Dennis Phillips has not been there long. He came from the Clifton Meridian area.
We own Clifton and Meridian, and we had bought Robertson County, and I was in a meeting and I raised my hand. So here I am. I think Robertson County in general, as a county in whole, is interesting. You know, Hearn, for a small rural town of under 5,000, will keep you on your toes. Being bordered to a bigger city like Bryan, you know, we catch some of the overflow from Bryan. And you know, there's a whole commute going on between Franklin and Bryan, Texas. And as it grows out further towards us, which, you know, A&M has, we're growing a little bit more towards them. So, you know, that gap's getting a little smaller between the two. So it's a real interesting place.
So next time you're headed north on Highway 6 up towards Waco territory, go through Hearn and take a left. See what there is. You'll be surprised. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville for Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.